This is Michael Youssef, and you are listening to today's My Devotional from Leading the Way, Uncompromising Truth for Everyday Faith. The 23rd of June, 2026, Daily Living Faith. When Jesus rebuked the disciples in Matthew chapter 8 for having little faith, he wasn't talking about saving faith, but rather daily living faith. Our saving faith remains constant, but our daily living faith rises and falls according to the strength of our relationship with God. When we are not in constant intimacy with God, the first storm that hits will create fear and panic. When we give God the crumbs of our time and attention, our faith and understanding in Him will weaken. Fear-conquering faith requires an absolute trust in God. It is the kind of faith that has an open heart to whatever God provides for us. It is a faith that manifests as an utter dependence on the sovereignty of God. When we live by faith, we can trust that God is working out His purposes for us, even when the storm is at its worst. Indeed, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." How often do we trust God with our eternal souls, yet not our daily needs? When Jesus rebuked the disciples for their lack of faith, He was referring to their failure to trust Him in this practical situation. God wants us to trust Him not only with our salvation, but also with our relationships, our resources, and our futures. He wants to see our professed faith in action. He wants us to put our complete trust in Him for every detail of our lives. When we walk closely with God and trust Him daily, our faith will conquer our fears. When we put our focus on God, fear will fade into the background. At the first sign of fear, our plan of action should be to seek God in prayer. Let us pray. Precious Lord, I trust You with my salvation, but sometimes I struggle with trusting You with the details of my life. Strengthen my daily living faith so that my trust in You is greater than my fears. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.